The golden cracks within us. Hello, beautiful listeners. Today, I want to tell you a story, not just broken things, but about those very breaks that can become the most beautiful parts of who we are. In a quiet little village in Japan, there once lived a young girl named Hannah. She had a small, delicate tea bowl that belonged to her grandmother. It wasn't just a bowl. It was filled with memories, laughter, and the stories of warm evenings. One day, while playing, Hannah accidentally dropped it. Crash! The bowl shattered into pieces. Hannah froze. Her heart sank. Tears rolled down her cheeks as she whispered, "I've broken something that can never be fixed." Now, if this were any ordinary story, the bowl would be thrown away and replaced, also forgotten. But this story is different. Hannah's grandfather gently picked up the pieces and said, "Come, let me show you something special." He introduced her to an ancient art called kintsugi, where broken pottery is not hidden but repaired using gold. "Yes, gold," he smiled. Instead of pretending the bowl was never broken, they carefully joined each piece back together with shimmering golden lines tracing every little crack. Days later, Hannah looked at the bowl again. It was no longer the same. It was more beautiful than before. The cracks didn't disappear. They shone. Isn't that a little like us? Well, think about it. Every one of us has had moments when we felt broken. Maybe someone said something that hurt. Maybe we failed at something we really wanted. Maybe life didn't go the way we planned. For kids, it could be losing a friend, making a mistake in school, or feeling left out. For adults, it might be heartbreak, failure, loss, or struggles we don't always talk about. And what do we often try to do? We try to hide those cracks. We pretend everything is perfect. We cover up our mistakes. We wish we could go back and fix things so no one ever sees our broken parts. But kintsugi teaches us something powerful. Your cracks are not your weakness. They are your story. Now, Hannah asked her grandfather, "Why don't we make it look like it was never broken?" He replied, "Because, my dear, pretending nothing happened erases the journey, and the journey is what makes it so special. Now, let's imagine this. What if every time you felt hurt, you added a little gold to your story? Not real gold, but lessons like strength, kindness, and courage. When you fail and try again, that's gold. When you forgive someone, that's gold. When you keep going, even when it's hard, that's gold. When you accept yourself as you are, that's pure gold. Slowly, your life becomes like that bowl, full of golden lines. Not perfect, of course, but beautifully real. There's something even deeper here. Kintsugi doesn't just repair, it transforms. It says nothing is ever truly ruined. And that's a message both kids and adults need to hear today. Because sometimes we believe, I am not good enough anymore. I've made too many mistakes. I'm too broken. But what if? What if those very cracks are where your light enters? Hannah grew up and kept that golden bowl all her life. Whenever someone visited, they would admire it, and she would smile and say, "This is not a broken bowl. This is a story that survived." This carries a gentle thought. The next time something in your life feels broken, a plan, a relationship, a dream, or even your confidence, don't rush to throw it away. Pause. Look at the pieces and ask yourself, how can I fill these cracks with the gold within me? Because maybe, just maybe, the most beautiful version of your life hasn't been ruined. It's still being created. Because your story is not about avoiding cracks. It's about learning how to shine through them.